From Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. President Obama says more than 100 nations and institutions have joined a global movement to destroy the Islamic State militant group. Obama was speaking on Tuesday at the United Nations in New York, where he chaired a summit on countering violent extremism and the Islamic State, also known as ISIL. The U.S. president announced that Nigeria, Tunisia, and Malaysia have joined the more than 60-member U.S.-led coalition fighting the Islamic State in Iraq and Syria. He also told the summit that the campaign against ISIL will involve both successes and setbacks.
I have repeatedly said that our approach will take time. This is not an easy task. We have ISIL taking root in areas that already are suffering from failed governance in some cases. In some cases, civil war or sectarian strife. And as a consequence of the vacuum that exists in many of these areas, ISIL has been able to dig in.
Obama said the Islamic State continues to hold the Iraqi cities of Fallujah, Mosul, and Ramadi, but has lost a third of the Iraqi territory it once held. Western embassies in Bangladesh are warning their citizens of terrorist attacks in that country. The warnings follow the fatal shooting of an Italian aid worker in the Bangladeshi capital in an attack claimed by the Islamic State group. The U.S. Embassy says it has reliable new information to suggest that militants may be planning to target Australian interests in Bangladesh. It says such attacks likely would affect foreigners, including U.S. citizens. This is VOA. President Obama has met with Cuban President Raul Castro on the sidelines of the United Nations General Assembly in New York. Tuesday's meeting comes just weeks after the two countries re-established diplomatic relations, ending a 54-year-long break. The meeting began in a friendly manner, with the U.S. and Cuban leaders shaking hands, and Castro making a joke about how tall the U.S. president is. The White House said the two leaders discussed their recent diplomatic advances and steps that each can take to intensify bilateral cooperation. Well, tensions are high in Burkina Faso's capital as government troops surround the base of a renegade presidential guard unit behind a recent failed coup. Journalist Emily Ayob reports from Ouagadougou that she heard two explosions coming from the direction of the renegade base late Tuesday afternoon. But Ayob said she could not identify the source of those blasts. Earlier, Burkina Faso's army deployed troops and armored vehicles around the renegade camp. A day earlier, the army said that the guard unit, known as the RSP, was refusing to disarm. The UN Refugee Agency says more than 500,000 migrants have made the perilous crossing of the Mediterranean Sea this year in search of a new life in Europe. The UNHCR said Tuesday that around 515,000 asylum seekers have left war and poverty in the Middle East and Africa since January. The refugee agency said almost 3,000 of them had drowned or disappeared while attempting Mediterranean crossings on rickety or overcrowded boats and rafts. Thousands of migrants crossed the border between Hungary and Austria on foot on Tuesday in search of a better future. One of them was Rami, a 27-year-old migrant from Syria.
We're looking for a life, not for money, not for anything else, just for a good life. Yeah, that's it.
Well, the influx of migrants has divided Europe, with economic powerhouse Germany and some other northern European countries mostly welcoming them. But some central European nations have tried to block the migrants' path through their territories. And Jack Warner, once one of the most powerful men in soccer, has been banned from all football-related activities for life. The Ethics Committee of World Governing Body FIFA announced the punishment for the Trinidadian on Tuesday. The 72-year-old Warner was one of 14 soccer officials and sports marketing executives who were indicted in the United States in May on charges of bribery, money laundering, and wire fraud involving $150 million in payments. I'm Michael Lippin in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.